What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 97 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about a rumor that's been floating around for a little while, and I finally just want to make an episode about it. And that is the idea of a Bugatti SUV. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everybody, let's go ahead and just, this episode is just more of a conversation. Not a lot of facts on this episode because we're just talking about a rumor that is seemingly making its way to become legit. And that's one of the first things I want to talk about. Is this rumor, is it real? Is this thing legit? Is this just some hocus pocus that's being made up? Well, the rumor or the idea of a Bugatti SUV, some ultra SUV, as the new term is being talked about, an ultra SUV, it's been talked about for quite a while. It's no secret. It surfaced, I think, over a year and a half ago. And it's kind of gone places. It's kind of not. It's kind of been in the back door. But here's the interesting thing, is what everybody thought initially was just, oh yeah, you know, that's a rumor, whatever. That rumor is very oddly staying around. And it very oddly gets brought up every so often. So not too long ago, again, the idea of a Bugatti SUV came about. And the current CEO of Bugatti, Mr. Stefan Winkelmann, who used to be the head of Lamborghini, a guy I've had the pleasure of meeting, absolutely love the guy, he's great. He actually was not so fond of the idea of a Bugatti SUV. I actually have a quote from here saying how the idea of a Bugatti SUV would go against the brand's heritage and would go against the brand's purpose. So it's just not something that fits with the brand and fits with the lineup. And I cannot agree more. A company that's known for creating basically the million-dollar modern hypercar, the company that broke 250 miles an hour, the company that broke 300 miles an hour. I don't know if an SUV aligns with that kind of branding and that kind of purpose. Well, fast forward a little bit, you know, closer to present day, we actually have an update again from not only Bugatti, but Bugatti CEO Stefan Winkelmann, and how there is a second model coming to the Bugatti brand. Now, that model has a few details, and those details are, again, coming from Stefan Winkelmann, Bugatti CEO. That model could contain four seats and have the ability to do some off-roading. So that's an SUV. And here's where things get a little bit interesting, because this SUV is basically, I don't want to say it's officially confirmed, but I think it would be safe to say that there are plans of making one, and they're going to make one. It's just how they're going to produce it. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. Stefan Winkelmann has also said, Bugatti CEO, that the design has actually already been made, and people love it. People in the VW group and the people at Bugatti already love the design. Everybody thinks that's great. It's just a matter of how are they going to finance it, how are they going to fund it. So before we get into that, let's go ahead and talk about this real quick. So this Bugatti SUV, now knowing what we now know, I think if we'll say an updated version to say it is happening, I think it is very real that a Bugatti SUV is going to happen, considering the CEO of Bugatti is saying so, and everyone's saying, oh yeah, the design's great, we love it. And I'm kind of sitting here. If you're checking out the YouTube right now, you can see my facial expression. It's just a blank stare on my face that this hypercar company that set the bar is now going to make an SUV. And we'll get to that, how I feel about that in just a moment. But they're planning on financing this car and producing it how Porsche financed their Taycan, their first ever electric car. And that's with something called, I do apologize, as I'm probably going to butcher this, a Schuldschein. which is basically a German promissory note for financing. So that's how they're going to go about it. Now, getting to how I feel about this is, if you guys have been checking out the podcast for a little while, you know how I feel about adapting to the ever-changing car world and adapting to change. I think it's completely awesome that every single company, including your Toyotas and your Fords, your Kias, your Dodges, all the way up to Lamborghini, Ferrari, Pagani, Koenigsegg, everybody, and Maserati, is everybody is now using hybrid and electric technology, because that's where the future is going. Just because the words hybrids and the word electric vehicles are not going to sacrifice anything for the performance world or hurt the performance world at all. It's going to make the performance car even better. I'm all for that. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Tesla. I love everything they're doing. I love the fact that Bentley and Rolls-Royce and Ferrari and Lamborghini now have, you know, luxury SUVs and performance SUVs. I get all that. But there's just something about a Bugatti SUV, to me, that just doesn't make sense. Now, I get customer demand, and I get adapting to change. I get all that. But for whatever reason, to me, you guys might agree with me on this one. You might disagree. Either way, let me know. I just don't think this is the right move to grow the company. I just don't think so. I feel, and for them to grow the company the way they need to, use hybrid technology in your next model you're going to make. Use, you know, maybe make it more electric based. However you want to do it, I just feel, you know, coming from a company that set the standard for the hypercar, saying now we're going to make an ultra SUV. I don't know. Maybe their plan is they're going to set the standard for a performance based SUV. I feel like Lamborghini kind of already did that with their Urus, but I don't know. I can't say at this moment I'm a fan, because I have my doubts about it. But you guys know I'm more than open to change. I'm more than open to hearing about this car and letting it breathe and see the details of it. But that's just me and my thoughts on this rumor and how I feel about it. I would love to know what you guys think about the Bugatti SUV. Totally let me know. Again, you might agree with me. You might disagree with me. Either way, let me know what you guys think. I really do want to know, because, again, this isn't something that's set in stone. This is literally a rumor. It's a topic of conversation. I think it's something that's very interesting. But ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode number 97, talking about the upcoming potential Bugatti SUV. Don't forget to like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for joining in. If you don't mind, head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're watching on YouTube already, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. Anything you guys ever need from me, or you just want to communicate with me, shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Now, don't forget to check out the link in the description to obtain your guys' favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company. Link in the description, www.tlog.com, your guys' go-to resource for authentic brand merchandise. Now, last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 98. We're going to be talking about something pretty cool. Hyundai has an all-new option for their Sonata, talking about a solar roof. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.